U.S. border wall construction has led to an outcry among conservation groups concerned about habitats, wildlife, and waters that are shared between Arizona and Sonora. Well, now binational conservation faces another threat, sweeping budget cuts to Mexico's park service that would leave protected areas vulnerable. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports.
In the northern reaches of Mexico's Sea of Cortez, the world's most endangered marine mammal, a small porpoise called the vaquita marina, is on the brink of extinction. In this video captured by Sea Shepherd Conservation Society in March, poachers attacked the activist ship in a national protected area. Poachers drop large illegal nets into the water to catch a fish valuable on the black market in China. Sea Shepherd works with Mexico's environmental agencies to remove the nets before they can catch and kill the few remaining vaquita. But an unprecedented 75% budget cut to Mexico's Park Service CONAMP could further threaten already complicated conservation efforts in the region. Sea Shepherd's J.P. Geoffroy.
Any kind of budget cut in the environmental area is going to affect one way or another one to the vaquita.
Previous cuts to CONAMP already did away with a program that paid legal fishermen not to use nets in the vaquita's habitat, leading many to start fishing again last year. Geoffroy says the latest blow could leave park rangers that Sea Shepherd depends on out of a job. A Sonoran CONAMP official declined to be interviewed for this story, citing time constraints, but there's been a huge outcry across Mexico since CONAMP's budget was slashed as part of a presidential decree in late April, and many see the austerity measures as evidence that President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has turned his back on environmental protections.
The Mexican federal government, rather than strengthening its protection of these areas, it has now cut funding to the agency at an unprecedented scale.
Juan Carlos Bravo is director of Mexico and Borderlands programs for the nonprofit Wildlands Network. He says environmental agencies in Mexico have long been underfunded, but the latest cuts are pushing them to the brink.
It's going to be that one last budget cut to make the agencies totally irrelevant.
CONAMP manages and defends nearly 200 natural protected areas across Mexico, covering about 12% of the country's land surface and 22% of its oceans. In Sonora, that includes the vaquita's habitat, the stunning El Pinacate Biosphere Reserve, and parts of the hugely biodiverse Sky Islands region that straddles the U.S.-Mexico border. Already assigned its lowest budget in years, Bravo says the 75% reduction hobbles the Park Service's ability to carry out fieldwork, legal defense, or species recovery. And that should matter to Arizonans.
There are a lot of species like coyotes, deer, mountain lion, javelina, turtles, jaguars, bears, and ocelots that move back and forth constantly across the border. If you lose that interconnection, that's it. It's game over.
Paulo Cuadri of the Arizona-based nonprofit Sky Island Alliance says borderlands wildlife already face growing threats, including border wall construction. Decimating CONAMP only compounds the problem by diminishing protections south of the border, too.
We just won't have that safe haven on the other side for a lot of species and that source of species that are coming from the south.
That's especially worrisome for species like the jaguar, which depends on conservation south of the border if there's any hope of reestablishing a population in Arizona. Last year, KJZZ visited the Monte Mojino Reserve in southern Sonora, considered a critical connection point for jaguars. Reserve Director Lydia Lozano says the decimation of CONAMP's budget will be a huge hit.
It just means less land protected, effectively protected. And that's not good because I cannot keep all the jaguars within Reserva Monte Mojino.
Lozano says the pandemic has made clear what's at stake if the agency is crippled by a lack of funds. Reports of poaching, logging, and other illegal activity are on the rise with fewer park rangers in the field.
People are going to start pushing the limits of the law.
She and others say there's still hope Mexico could reverse course and restore CONAMP's budget. But if the agency is left without funds to operate effectively, the devastating effects to the environment will be felt well beyond Mexico's borders. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.